Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
6:45, quarter till 7. Next half hour, we're going to talk to Stephen Procopio, president of the Public Affairs Research Council, about why it's important to protect access to public records. And I saw, I think it was Gabe Furman on TV yesterday, talking about how people have created industries around seeking information. And I'm thinking, well, that's odd, because I thought you were pro-industry and pro-business. I guess it depends on, so long as the industry isn't looking into the business of the people or the house, then it's a bad thing. Libby Sonnier joins us now, Executive Director of Louisiana Public Policy Institute for Children. Good morning, Libby. How are you?
Good morning. I'm fine. How are you doing?
I'm okay. Tell me what's going on with the House and their budget that would cut funding for early education.
Yes, sir. So House Appropriations put forth a budget to the House yesterday that passed that gives early care and education a $24.3 million cut, which will affect at least 2,000 children losing access to quality early care and education in the state of Louisiana.
What would that look like? What would that mean? Why is early education so important?
Well, early care and education is so important because we know that 90% of brain development happens by age 4. And so if we think about kindergarten rates in Louisiana, looking at 70% of our kindergartners are entering into kindergarten not quite ready to enter it, to interact with kindergarten materials, losing 2,000 seats means that those are more children that won't be ready for kindergarten. And then we think about that there's a wait list for child care assistance right now, 6,500, you know, families. So this losing 2,000 seats is dire, because that means families can't go to work or go to school and really be productive in the economy.
Yeah, I was going to say there is an economic cost, as well as you're looking at the present as well as the future, right?
Absolutely. So we know for every dollar that we spend on early care and education, we get at least a 13% return on investment. And so by not investing in our young children at these early ages, we're going to shoot ourselves in the foot, you know, later down the line. The other issue is that if we think about wanting our kindergartners to be ready for kindergarten on day one, wanting to ensure that our third graders are reading on third grade reading level, finishing high school, and we really want to take a hold of this truancy issue, it all starts in early ed. And so to cut at least 2,000 seats, $24.3 million in the state budget, it's egregious.
So I'm confused as to why or how this could happen, when I was under the presumption that the governor and the legislature was going to make education a primary goal of the session, and how important it was and so forth. How does this wind up on a chopping block?
It's a good question. You know, we are really thankful to Governor Landry for putting in his executive budget to maintain the $87 million of state funds going into early care and education. So we were, quite frankly, a little shocked that we got a $24.3 million cut from House Appropriations. The good news is that, you know, yesterday was step three in many steps of the budget process. And so now the budget goes to the Senate side. And in between now and when the Senate gets starts really working on the budget, we think that the Revenue Estimating Committee will meet and hopefully realize more revenue for the state so that we can get the $24.3 million back and save these 2,000 seats that could be lost.
And not to get too far into the weeds, but the question is, Louisiana by law has to have a balanced budget. So did this $23 million have to be cut because of a difference in the revenue projections, or did it have to be cut because they sent it somewhere else?
It had to be cut because they made different priorities.
Okay, so they sent it somewhere else. Do you know where it went or what they chose to fund instead of this? Is it that simple?
I don't think it's that simple because, you know, we would be the first ones to say that our K-12 educators need to be paid their worth, and they deserve a teacher pay raise that's, you know, in the MFP. And so we don't want to pit early childhood against K-12 because they're all our children at the end of the day. So we're hopeful that REC will recognize more revenue and that we'll be able to realize that $24.3 million back in the budget so that 2,000 children don't lose seats.
But that being said, they also cut the stipend, did they not, to teachers?
Yes, sir, they did.
Okay. We'll take a break, pick it up here. We'll come back. We're talking to Libby Sonia, Executive Director of the Louisiana Policy Institute for Children. I don't think there's any doubt that, or any debate around the country, and we'll talk to Libby about this some more when we come back, about the importance of early childhood education and how if you want kids being able to read. And look, I had a teacher in the family, and I know that sometimes they get kids in the third grade and they're trying to teach them geography and everything else, and the kid at that point can't even read. So you can, you know, imagine the difficulties, and I'm mixing apples and oranges here, but when you talk about an immersion school and trying to teach a kid geography in French when they don't speak French, that's what immersion schools are about, for example. But this is even worse than that, because this is where you're trying to teach a kid geography or principles of whatever, English, and they can't even read at third grade, and part of that is because of what they didn't get when they were younger, which is what's being cut here. 650, 10 till 7, traffic now, WWL.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
6:56, 4 till 7. Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to Libby Sonia, Executive Director of the Louisiana Policy Institute for Children. Bad news is the House advanced a budget that would, well, I don't know, Libby, where do we stand on this procedurally with the cut for early education?
Next, the budget goes to the Senate to start working on.
It did get out of the whole House. That's right. Okay, just making sure I was saying the right thing.
Yeah, it passed unanimously out of the House yesterday with much discussion, might I add. But it'll go to Senate Finance for them to start looking at the budget and decide what they will do after the Revenue Estimating Committee meets to look at the revenues for the state.
So people are texting in. Some people are texting in. And again, when they do, I text them back with, well, what's your solution? And rarely get an answer. They just like to gripe about everything. But some people questioning the importance of early childhood education. You're not just whistling in the wind about this. You have stats and research to prove the importance of it, correct?
We absolutely do. We know that, you know, 90% of brain development happens by age 4, and all of that brain development is laying the foundation for academic and future success. What we also know is for every dollar that we spend on access to quality early care and education, we could potentially get up to a 13% return on investment. I can't put my money in a bank and get that return on investment anywhere. The other thing that we know is that when we make sure that Louisiana families are able to go to school and work, that our economy is going to win. When we have child care breakdowns in the state of Louisiana, our businesses lose approximately $762 million a year, and our Louisiana economy loses $1.3 billion, that's with a B, billion dollars a year. And so we know that this costs us academically for children as they age and go through the school system and later in life. And then we also know it costs our economy when families can't get to work because they don't have reliable, affordable child care.
And for people that look for simple solutions to complex problems and don't realize ripple effects of this, things happen to people. And I'm just going back, Libby, from some of the texts, and I shouldn't concentrate on this, but I don't understand the way people think sometimes, because they say, well, you shouldn't have kids if you can't afford to stay home and work with them. Well, first of all, situations change. Secondly, not everybody is able to do that, right?
That's correct. And if we think about families that can that could benefit from child care assistance from the state, many of them actually are K-12 educators. If you have a couple of K-12 educators in the house and you have two or three kids, you might actually be able to qualify for child care assistance too. We know that child care is the single highest expense for families. And you don't get 18 years to save up like you do for college for child care. And so, you know, we know that families, they need the support, and we know that we need to create more access. And we know that we have many champions in the legislature. So we're not done fighting, and we look forward to hopefully realizing and getting that $24.3 million back in the state budget so that 2,000 children will not lose access to quality early care and education and so that their parents can remain in the workforce and go to school.
I get the importance of it. I had a teacher and a family who got third graders and fourth graders that couldn't read and then was held responsible for trying to teach them geography. So I understand, Libby. You got a friendly voice here. Whenever you're ready, come back, all right?
We always appreciate you. Thank you.
Sympathetic ear, not voice. You have the friendly voice. Anyway, we'll come back, talk to Stephen Procopio, president of the Public Affairs Research Council, about Jeff Landry.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.